when you only eat of the creation, you're going down. I was thinking about this for a while now. It took me a while to see it, but I don't know why it's so hard to see sometimes. It's so simple, but it's so hard to see. It's the flesh mind blocking you from seeing it. So I was thinking, well, why, if everything's a piece cut off from the Creator, why are we eating of the creation? We're a creation, and we're eating of the creation. The creation is eating of the creation. It's like a like the symbol eight. It's like the circle of life or something. Why are we eating of the creation? The creation's eating of the creation. A piece cut off is eating plants and animals and tree bark and grass and whatever. The animals are eating grass, you know. The humans are eating animals. The creation, the created is eating of the created. Think about that. The creation is eating. So I was thinking, what is that about? That brings death. Think about it. Yes, something has to sacrifice for you to have temporary life down here. But think about this. When you eat of the eternal, you have eternal life. When you eat and drink of the eternal, you have eternal life. People tell me, they say, you look 15 years younger than you are. How is that even possible? Because I'm eating and drinking of the Word, the living Word, the washing of the water of the Word. I would rather read my Bible than eat. I would rather study the Word than eat. Eating and drinking of the Word is life-giving. Eternal life. You have to eat of eternal life to have eternal life. And so this earth, the second law of thermodynamics tells you that this thing's going down. So when you eat of the creation, you're going down. I read an article about a month ago. They said that some women, when they have the baby, they have a psychological tendency in some women to eat the baby. And it's like, and that's why people say, I will just eat you up or something to the baby, you know, or something like that. There's a tendency in some women for that propensity. I'm not saying they do it, but there's that psychological thing going on there. Now, why is that even there? What is that about? So in the natural, you're eating of the natural. That's all you know. If you can do some fasting and praying, just like Jesus said, some of these certain spirits don't come out except for fasting and prayer. So the demons are a little bit lower. So you got the earth realm, even though they're probably flying above you, but dimensionally, they're lower dimension, lower vibration, if you want to call it that. And so when a person's demon possessed, they're more into death and cutting and black clothes and dark and keep their house dark and rock music and metal music. I mean, look how Poppy went downhill, you know. If you look at Poppy, she just went downward. It was a downward spiral, you know. And so, when you eat of the earth only, you eat of creation only, you go down. You're going down to the grave. But when you eat of eternal life, the Word, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh, he said. What is that about? You're drinking and eating of that spiritual life, the eternal life. So when you're reading the Word, you're chewing the cud of the Word, you're contemplating on the Word, you're rightly dividing the Word, when you're doing that, what's happening? You're moving up. You're eating of eternal life, not temporal. And so the question that I had, the mystery was solved today when it just hit me like a ton of bricks. If you eat of the creation, you die, if that's all you're eating. But if you eat of the spiritual food, you live forever. Spiritual food is eternal life. You hear what I'm saying? Earthly food is temporal life. You hear it?